Rabbi Marseille of St. Pete said he lost a brother in a crash involving a red light runner. He is all about having cameras mounted to stoplights to catch drivers who run red lights. Marseille said that people run red lights only because they speed.
It's not rocket science. You don't get a ticket for driving speed limit. You get it for speeding. Okay? There have been enough studies to show, and footage that shows, people running through red lights, T-boning people dying.
He added that careless drivers make St. Petersburg a scary place to drive.
You have people that are driving with their dogs in their lap. They can't look out the other side because they're also on their cell phone.
The debate over red light cameras did not attract the Big Brother accusations one might expect when City Hall talks about surveillance. Instead, the big question was what the council's true motive was, money or safety. Councilmember Herb Polson had a simple answer.
It's not a money issue. I'm saying it publicly. I told the newspaper that yesterday. I've told folks throughout the county that. To me, it's not a money issue.
Councilmember Carl Nurse moved to require the city to use the revenue it keeps from the $155 tickets for public safety measures. That motion failed, but Nurse said he hopes the council will revisit that idea at a later date.
People were not as upfront about the use of the money this week as we were when we started this. People were very clear when we started that this was not about the money. And actually, when we talked about it the first time, people were comfortable with the idea that it would go for safety. And so when it comes time for this, I will come back to that because it seems to me that's the obvious place that I ought to go to.
Mayor Bill Foster said that he didn't really care about the fines and that the city should consider tougher punishment for drivers who continually disregard red lights.
Quite frankly, I don't care if there is no fine imposed for the blatant red light runner. Put them in jail because they have a blatant disregard for the public safety of my child, your child, and the citizens of the city of St. Pete. And they are driving a dangerous instrumentality. And if they are going to be that stupid to blatantly run a red light, and you set the trigger, then I say, heck with the fines.
Not everyone on the council was convinced. Wengay Newton was the only council member not to support the ordinance. He said that red light cameras were a piecemeal effort at best, and that if the city was doing this for safety, the revenue from red light tickets wouldn't be slated for the city's general fund.
I can't see how it's safety when gentlemen brought up four-way stop signs. I see people plow through those. I see them drive 55 miles an hour to a 15-mile-an-hour school zone. And kids are walking around, you know what I'm saying? So if it's truly safety, we ought to jump to the whole issue, not piecemeal, because if we don't, then it looks like it's purely revenue. Councilmember Nurse brought up a good point. We should allocate where this money's going to go if it's not about the money.
Another issue the council addressed was the fact that state law doesn't allow cities to use red light cameras yet. The Florida Attorney General, as well as an Aventura judge, have deemed them out of the scope of municipal authority. The city is waiting on several bills pending in the state legislature that would change this before they start using the red light cameras. Newton questioned this as well.
If it may not go into effect, why are we doing this if we're not preempting the state or the legislature for revenue?
Some members of the public were also concerned about the ordinance. Among concerns was the question of whether there is adequate data to demonstrate need for the cameras or to show their effectiveness. Former city council candidate Steve Corsetti said that he wasn't necessarily against or for it, but that he wasn't sure about the constitutionality of the cameras.
You are innocent until proven guilty. But with the red light camera legislation or ordinance, an individual is perceived as being guilty until he or she proves that they were not drivers of the vehicle. So they're guilty until they prove themselves innocent. Once again, not against it, not necessarily for it. I think this council should really defer it until you can answer all of the questions.
Supporters liken tickets resulting from red light cameras to parking tickets. The cameras would be installed on traffic lights at intersections with high accident rates, but not until state lawmakers say it's okay for the city to do so. From downtown St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.